UK. Don't mean the distance, this is HHX Radio.
What's happening, people? What's happening? We're on the big one, Ace of Jack's Radio, broadcasting live from London, UK. We've got Senior Nobleman inside the place. What's that now? Oh my God, we got a special one for you, man. We got a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person on the line for us, and we're gonna. You're gonna do the intro.
I have to do the introduction.
You're gonna have to do the introduction, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can have an artist that has transcended all sorts of things. International, locally known, well accepted around the world. I'm talking about. Can I say it?
Go on, say it.
She's over here in the UK. She's got dates in London, two dates in London and in Birmingham.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the legendary Tedra Moses in the
house. Oh my God.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing,
Tedra? I'm very blessed. I have not absolutely one complaint.
What's that?
No complaints at all.
None.
Oh my God. Oh my. So you're not in the. Are you in the UK at the moment?
No, I'm headed to New York. My first date is in New York, so then I'm coming over to London, and I'm going to do London for 3 days, and then Manchester, then Birmingham.
Wow!
Fantastic!
Wow! And we're marking an anniversary, Tedra.
Yes, it's been 15 years. August of 2019, that's 15 years of Complex Simplicity. We still riding.
Oh, my wow. God. Tedra, yeah, Tedra, you're making me feel old.
Yeah. Ever so slightly.
You shouldn't. You should feel timeless. Age is nothing. You know what I mean? It's all energy anyway.
When I listen to your music, I feel fresh. I feel
you feel
good.
Like you just got out of the shower?
Yeah, I feel fresh. Definitely. Like when I listen, I feel fresh, man.
Fresh.
That's lovely.
It takes us back. It takes us back a while to our. Well, not for you. Not a teenager for you, but.
Right.
For me, I was a teenager.
That's cool. Music should be nostalgic like that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now, Tedra, we actually spoke to you a couple of years back, and we so enjoyed speaking to you. We were so excited to speak to you today, and we're just trying to hold it down right now.
We're trying to
behave ourselves as best as we can. Now, Tedra, Complex Simplicity, that was, well, obviously, that when that came out, that album had me for ages, man.
Yeah.
Just Wanna Be Your Girl, that's my tune. Now, a lot of us walked around saying that you were a girlfriend. Obviously, like, it was hypothetical.
Tedra, I got to jump in there.
He's got to jump in.
Right, we've got a list of interview questions. I know you ain't going to be on the phone long, but I need to say this to you. Can I say this? Can I say something very personal to you?
Yes, and it's gonna baby. Miss say my what it's you gonna, have to say.
It's he gonna, wanted you to it's be gonna, his
girl. Like, you see when that, you see when you sang that, when that song came out, right? I had a girlfriend at the time, right? Yeah. And I used to imagine you singing it to me, to me when I was in a relationship. It caused problems.
It caused problems. See, now that's not my intent.
No, it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault. A pervasive act of the music. That's what it was.
And can you help me out here? Because like I'm what? How old am I now? What 40? You're 43. I'm 43 years old. We're around about yeah. So I need to get some. And I need you to help me out here, though, Tidra, please, if you can help me out. With something.
I can. What do you need me to do, baby?
Right. I love that.
You got the baby.
Oh, I got the baby. So you see when you see, okay, you see like when you sing that so that song, like, Be Your Girl. You know that, like, where, that bit where it says, don't know if you're gonna, you know that bit there?
Right.
Right. I want, can you sing that to me and ask me the question?
He wants to immortalize it forever.
Okay, so you just want me to sing, don't know if you got a girl.
That's it. Oh, that's my God. Well, if you're asking, Tidra, no.
Now, Tidra, yeah. Tidra, can we ask you just a few questions, obviously? But we know a lot about your career, but just for the audience out there, can we ask you a couple of questions? So, check it. So, initially, getting into music, what was that like for you? How did that all start off?
Well, you know, I started as a wardrobe stylist, working with a lot of different artists and, you know, doing tours and stuff like that. Yeah. And if that was something I was doing with my best friend. She was the key stylist. I was just assisting her. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure out my own thing. I broke my leg on one of the jobs we were doing it. And while I was down on workers' comp, it's like, I got to figure out my own thing. Wow. Well, my children's father is a guy named Raz Kaz, who's a really well-known underground hip-hop artist. And so he introduced me to a few people at the time we'd be together. Yeah. And from there, I met Paul Pauly, and we made a demo. Wow. And we shopped it around, and people really just wanted to buy some of the songs because they had so many female singers at the time.
Yeah.
But we found a place called TBT that was an independent label that allowed me to write and executive produce the album. So we rocked out, and that's how we started.
Amazing, amazing. So Complex Simplicity, your first outing. Can you tell us what song fills you with the most emotion? Your favorite, in fact.
I can't say it's my favorite, but what fills me with the most emotion? I don't think I have a favorite. It's like children, you know. It's like one day this one does something you like, and you're like, oh, I love this one the most, and then the next day, you know. Yeah. So I don't really have a particular favorite, but the one that fills me most emotion is the song with my mom,
because
she had just passed, and we did we re-released it last year, Complex Simplicity, 15 years later, we put a song on there, we did that same song, we put my sons on there, because they're artists now, they're in a group called Post Contra, they were on the Queen and Slim soundtrack, just doing, you know, they're doing their thing, when we came back to revisit the album, we put them on it, so now that's like my favorite song, because what I have to say about my mom, what I have to say about my sisters and brothers, and then in return 15 years later what they have to say about me. It's a really dope song. It makes me very emotional.
Beautiful. And what I love about that is the legacy side of it. Obviously your mom, you know, was an inspirational part of that song, and then now your son's being involved. That's amazing.
Yeah That's really what I'm about. I'm about legacy. That's really what I'm about. Like, you know, it's great that people love the songs and stuff like that, but when I die, you know, what's going to be carried on after me? When my mother died, I carried on after her. Yes. Now I look at my sons, they're going to carry on after me. So legacy is everything to me.
Right. And how do you keep, okay, so like 15 years from that album, obviously you've been in the music industry way before that. How do you keep that motivation and the energy? Do you still feel the passion when you're making these new music? Because you got some new tracks out as well that are sounding
Of course. Yeah, like this is like, it's like if you... you're human, you probably need to breathe oxygen. Yes. I'm an artist. I have to make music or I'll die. I'll wake up and die. So it's like, it's not as much about other people. You know, I do this for a living.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to make money and things like that. Yeah. But as an artist, as a person just was born an artist, I have to create. It's my purpose, you know. Purpose. And what is a human being without purpose? You know, so I do it with passion, because even if you're going to hear it or not, it's just, I have to rock myself. The playback in the studio is like an orgasm. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
When you play back something after you created it, you feel so good. So that's really what I do it for. And the fact that people end up liking it, that's just the bonus points.
So it's like, so for example, with your music as well, for me, music is my escapism.
Mm-hmm.
But over in the UK, I have an alternative job, if that makes sense.
Your
job and what you do as a passion and for a living Is it still part of your escapism, or what do you do? Like, what's your other things? What's your other likes?
What's your other avenues?
Well, I do love music a lot, and I listen to a lot of other people's music, so that helps me turn my mind off of my own. Yeah. But outside of music, I love nature.
Okay,
I love going to the beach. I love going hiking. I love nature. Like, I really love that. I love binge watching on Netflix and Hulu is my favorite.
any favorite shows? Any favorite shows?
Watching television shows. What do you say?
Any favorite shows?
I have some favorite shows. One of the ones I just got into was Dr. Foster. That was hardcore.
Right.
What else? Black Jesus on Hulu. I didn't watch it when it first came out, but it's really, really good. It's really funny.
Yeah.
What else do I watch? I watch Handmaid's Tales. So yeah. I think that's wild. I watch, it's a range of things. I watch documentaries. Like, I just love to sit still because I'm always moving around. And I'm always working. I'm never home. So when I get home and I have a moment, you know, if I'm not going to the beach, if I'm in L.A., I'm hiking. If I'm in Miami, I'm at the beach. But if I'm not doing those things, I'm just sitting in front of my television, like in my robe, just watching TV for like 9 hours.
Wow. Amazing.
It can suck you in. It can suck you in.
Yeah.
Now back to the music side of things. Now, you've been working with some amazing artists, and you've recently did a track with Mr. K Trinada, the super producer.
Yes.
Is that correct? Now, what was it like working with him?
K Trinada is very easy. He's a Virgo. Virgo people, I love them.
Come, hey, Tidra, can I just say I'm a Virgo too? So,
that's cool. I love you guys. I love Virgos. It's very easy. You guys are very easy. You know, it's like never like really hectic. And he's a person that, you know, he's a perfectionist, but he doesn't impose that on you. He allows you to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then he takes it and perfects it. So, it's really, really cool. You know, I like working with him. We also have a song coming on our on my new album that's a little bit different than what we do on his album. And you know, we did the remix to Be a Girl.
We
have this long-standing relationship that is just extremely easy. Mm-hmm. And he's my baby because, you know, he's younger than me, and I just love seeing him grow.
That's amazing.
And for your concert though, when you come over to the UK, someone's trying to ring me. Hold on, let me get rid of them.
Hotline blinging.
I'll get rid of them. Anyway, so here we go. So for your concert, what can we expect? Because you've been over a few times. You have been over quite a few. This is like a second home.
I come a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, it definitely is. And I appreciate that love. You know, actually, I'm going to be performing a couple of new records. And and I actually, it's more so the energy that comes into the room is according to what energy you're going to get from me. You know what I mean? Like, it's never the same any night. So you could come to all three shows in London and you'll see three different forms of me.
Because it's never the same.
I go off the energy, and it's intimate. Even if I was to perform in an arena, it would always be intimate because I'm a person that believes in connection. I get off on connection, you know? So whatever comes into the room is what I'm going to feed off of that, you know? I love the raw energy of like being on stage, and in that moment, it could go any way.
So
it's gonna be intimate and warm. That's what you can expect. You're gonna feel like you're just chilling in my living room listening to me sing.
Okay. See, we don't mind being in your living room. We don't mind that.
Yeah, you're welcome to my living room if you bring snacks.
What's your favorite snack?
What is your favorite snack?
I like fruit and stuff like that. Like, I eat apples and natural peanut butter. That's fruit.
She
said peanut butter. That's what I eat for snacks.
Okay.
So next time we're
don't press me about my snacks.
No, we gotta get, because we're big on the snack game. Yeah. We got a big snack.
Okay, what kind of snacks do you guys get into, like chips and stuff?
No, I mean, you know because you know, like in the UK, chips is like fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Crisp. I'm sorry. Crisp.
Yeah. Crisp. You gotta be like, I gotta get you in the, because obviously when you come through immigration, I gotta get you in the right wet speech program. You can't come in and say chips.
Listen. I know, but I'm in America right now, so I'm in American mode.
We back down from that.
Okay.
And speaking of London, you see, you've been here a couple of times. Favorite place in London to visit?
Area, I think, because I'm a lot of times I'm in Camden, and I've grown affection for Camden. I just love how artsy it is over there, and just all the little markets and stuff. It's just a real bohemian feeling, and I'm like an artsy person, so I really, really love that area. I mean, but also, I spend a lot of time in that area, and that's probably why I've grown affection for that area.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Okay. Amazing.
Well, TJ, we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
We'll catch you when you come over it. But do you want to remind the people of when your dates are when you're in the UK?
Yes, please.
Yes, we are in the UK. We're in London on the 23rd, but I think that show is sold out at the Jazz Cafe.
It has sold out.
On the 24th. Yes, 24th at Jazz Cafe, 26th at Hideout. So Hideaway.
Hideaway. That's Hideaway. South London. Hideaway. That's Streatham. Right. Yeah.
That's what?
Streatham. That's South London.
South London.
South London. Where we're from. Yeah, so South London. Yeah. Come through South London. You don't have to come all the way to Jazz Cafe. You can come through. You know, so, yeah, we got 3 days.
Yeah.
No excuses. We in your hood. Come through.
Yeah. All right. Now, TJ, I got one more thing I would like to ask you to do. We got some slang. We always talked about the difference in our terminology. You say trash. We say rubbish. You say chips. We say crisps. Now, we're gonna throw some slang on you. We want you just to repeat after us. I'm not sure if you heard of that program called Top Boy. You heard of it?
The what?
Top Boy.
Top Boy.
So yeah, of course. I watched it before everybody got it. And I watched it back in the days, like when it first came out. Yeah.
All right. So we wanted you just to repeat a phrase for us. As best as you can in your best English accent.
I don't know where you're going with this, but
I'm horrible at this.
In your best English accent.
Okay.
Okay, so here it comes. You get me, blood.
You get me, blood.
Broadcasting live from London. I'm going to treasure that moment for the rest of my life.
Did I do okay?
You did do okay. You did amazing.
You done very good.
You would pass over here. You passed.
Hey, I love it.
Tidra, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We're so looking forward to new music, the concert. It's great. It's great to hear from you again. And Complex Simplicity.
I appreciate you guys.
15 years.
And also, can you send a shout out to our listeners that are watching online and all over the place? Obviously, you're on Ace of Jacks Radio, but could you give them a nice little shout out and so they can welcome you?
Yes. Shout out to all the Ace and Jacks listeners all over the place. Hey. All online. You know, we appreciate you and keep listening to the partners.
All right.
Tidra, love that.
See you when you come over.
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Peace.
Love.
Take care.
Right,
bye-bye.
That was Tidra Moses, people. That was live Tidra from New York City. Don't forget, she's going to be over here next week in concert. She's sold out tickets in Jazz Cafe. So too late. There's tickets available for Hideaway. So go online and type in Tidra Moses and get your tickets and see how she's going to be performing.
Unless you're going to Birmingham.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be doing some new stuff. Off of her current album, and also she's going to be featuring stuff from her album, which is 15 years old anniversary.
Complex Simplicity,
amazing. Anyway, people, we're out, man. Back to the real life.
See you in Melbourne, Ace of Jacks. Peace out.
Love ya.
Broadcasting live from London, UK. This is Ace of Jacks Radio.